All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. If you please sit down. First, we'll start with the invocation and pledge. Margie, would you please give that for us? Please rise.
Our eternal Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Father, we're thankful for all of the blessings that fall upon our heads each day and recognize thy hand in all that we have. We pray now as we meet as the Town Advisory Board that we'll do so in camaraderie and fellowship, and that we will not have any arguments or disgust or any of the illnesses of the Satan. And we pray that thou will bless us and watch over this meeting, and we dedicate this meeting unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. I'm Gene Houston, Chairman of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, and this is our Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting for August 9th, 2017.
I'm Marjorie Holland. I'm the co-chair for the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Joe Perez, member.
I'm Brian Rosen, member of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
Jones with Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
All right. This is public comment period. This is if you wish to talk about something that's on the agenda, but you don't plan to stay for the meeting or can't stay, this is a time for you to discuss that. Is there anybody who wants to have a public comment for something that's on this agenda? Okay, we'll close the public comment. I need a motion for approval of the July 26, 2017 minutes.
I make a motion for approval of July 26, 2017 minutes.
Motion's been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I need to also now have an approval for the agenda of August 9th, 2017.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for August 9th, 2017.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Information items. Does anybody have anything?
I can tell you that we had a meeting with the Staritas in regard to the pre-code enforcement committee.
Okay.
And then I spoke with Marilyn and code enforcement, and I think we're pretty comfortable the way things are right now, where the code enforcement officer comes out once a month. He meets with Amelia and I in my office, and we go over what the complaints are, and then he goes out and does what he does from there. So what I'd like to offer is if we could have a couple of resources. I guess Just Serve is someone that heads that up, is on another committee out here, but he spoke with Amelia about you can actually put items online that the volunteers at Just Serve can help with. And then I know you have a Boy Scout troop. So if we can have some resources and you'll let Amelia and I be the deciders of what we think we can handle and what should be handled by code enforcement. I don't want to pit neighbors against each other. I don't want to have a big committee. I don't want to have a little committee. I don't want, you know, you and Marjorie on the committee and they think they came after me because you guys don't. So I think it's been going well the way that it is. We just feel like we need some resources we can go to if it's a weeds issue or solid waste in the yard and so on and so forth. But I open it for discussion. We can't act on it, but we can discuss it. Amelia forgot to put it on the agenda.
I think you added 4-H and the FFA kids to that group, just because they need service time as well.
4-H and who, Brian?
FFA.
Lacey Sproul is the contact for the 4-H.
Okay.
She's at the Cooperative Extension Bill.
Okay.
And I know that Commissioner Kirkpatrick talked about meeting with the Cooperative Extension people in the 4-H group, get eyes on them face to face and
sure.
All that stuff anyway, so
sure.
That might be a good opportunity.
Mr. Chairman, you were making a face. What are your thoughts?
I got no problems with that. I'm just trying to figure out Just Serve, there are several people that are involved in Just Serve, and there's one in every ward, and there's also some that are community-wide. I'm not sure who's the chairman of that for this valley. Do you know, Vernon?
It's Larry
Do you know?
Griffith.
Yeah, Larry Griffiths is the one that is as MVRP, I'm actually a representative for MVRP with Just Serve, although I'm not LDS, but, you know.
Right, no, I know it's community-wide.
Right, it is. And so I had suggested to Amelia that she would maybe talk to Larry, and I know she was going to reach out to him. I don't know whether that's happened yet or not. But primarily, they look to the community organizations like Rotary or MVRP or, you know, really anybody who wants to put something up as a project that needs some support. And then they'll go out and complete projects based on what they're getting input from other organizations.
Okay, thank you. That would be great.
You're welcome.
I thought so, too. I mean, it's if you go on the website, you can see projects, and literally you could open it up to everybody in the valley, young, old, whatever the case may be. And if they see a project that's maybe down the street for them, or they didn't know, they're helping somebody that they know, you can just sign up as a volunteer and then go and help on that day. So it could help our valley in regards to code compliance.
Just Serve can also involve the scouts, so that may be the place to go, and then the scouts can also do that from Just Serve.
Okay, instead of having them as a direct resource, I think that's probably a better idea.
Because that's, I think that would also work.
It'd be good for Just Serve too, because then
sure.
They can have more
get more projects.
Volunteers, and then
absolutely.
That will bring more projects. Okay, so we'll have that
on
the next agenda.
We got a comment from the.
I don't like big comments.
Sure, you can.
You can.
We did an Eagle project with my son at Warm Springs, and we just put on there on Just Serve. You know, we need some people to help out on one of the Cub Scout troops in Wapa came out to sell, just because they. Got on there and saw that. So
excellent.
People see it.
It does work then, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know there's been others that did Eagle Project, same thing. They posted it there, and that's where they got some of their help. So that's a good idea. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Any other?
She left. So there's a gal who lives on
Whitmore.
And Claridge. It's not a county-maintained road. Never been a county-maintained road. We had bad rain a couple of weeks ago. Happened in Las Vegas, too. The Northwest, half of the Northwest yards, people all down the wash. And the flood control actually works out there, but the rain was so severe, it went places that it doesn't always go. I just get frustrated with Mother Nature somehow aligning with Clark County that it's our fault, and it's not. So I guess she never knew because her particular road had never been flooded out since she bought her property. She didn't know it wasn't a county-maintained road. So and I don't expect you to know. If you're not in the business, how would you know when you buy a house and there's a street sign that the county maintains it or it doesn't maintain it? You at least know it's dirt, but how would you know to ask? But she said she went back to the realtor whom she bought the property from, and they said, well, you know, on page 372 in your packet, there was a document that you and five other people on that street signed to collectively maintain the road. Because not for nothing, not only isn't it the county's responsibility to maintain the road, but at some point it's the folks who live on the road's responsibility, especially if they're not the only people using the road. But she didn't like that answer, and so she left. I know that McCormick and then Whipple, I mean, there's guys that'll, I don't know how much it costs to rent a backhoe, I don't know if that's even what you use, or a bulldozer to grade a road, but maybe.
Well, that may be somewhere we can take the resource like Just Serve and put something like that on the Just Serve
site. I don't think they can handle a road, Brian.
Well, but they can bring people out. If they post it up there and somebody's got a tractor and they can go and
okay, but what I don't.
Our street has gone poor with the ruts also.
Yep.
And I went out to the Whipples plant and they were able to get me one
dirt.
Of their skid loaders and stuff like that. And we just went down the street and fixed the ruts.
Right.
You know.
Because, look, you're going to ask.
We've got to find out who needs that help. And I would love to find out what this lady is.
Okay. I don't want to go down that slippery slope.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Well, that would be a community resource thing. Tie it to the county, because the county doesn't. At that point, that's not the county's responsibility.
Correct. And so there's a lot of roads.
Yes.
A lot of roads that are not county maintained, which is Vern left a message this morning for Amelia. I'm not sure why she hasn't gotten back to you, but we're going to be having the roads paving discussion. And as we pave roads, we add roads to the maintenance list. And of course, you know, we're going to have fistfights over that, because I know folks that don't have county maintained roads would sure as heck like to have them maintained. So that can, I mean, if you guys want to research the Just Serve and see if they can do something of that magnitude, then that's something we can put out at that, the roads meeting. I think it's going to be in 4 weeks we're having that meeting.
What I would say first is doing that. We talk to Just Serve and they do it. When we have a complaint in your guys' office that, hey, my road and this and that, maybe that's something that you can talk to Just Serve on an individual basis versus giving it to the community, because everybody and their brother at that point is going to be like, I need my road.
Exactly. And that's why I say,
I think Just Serve, though, is more of a resource where the information is put out. You have projects that you have, let's say you have a nonprofit that needs some help. We're going to have a cleanup at the Logandale Trail, so we put it on Just Serve, so maybe we can get additional people to come. I don't know that there's going to be someone for you to go to talk to at Just Serve and say, can you go get this project, this particular, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I'm saying on the county's point. So if Just Serve, if I get it right, so if you have an issue, just like we're talking with the yard cleanup, if you have a yard that needs to be cleaned up, Just Serve is going to post it. Say we need help for this yard cleanup. If that was something that we could use that resource, you know, if there was some road maintenance that needed to be done, that need a little bit of backhoe work or something like that, that they would be willing to help us make get someone else. It's not saying that it's going to get done.
Right.
You know, it's saying that it's out there, and if somebody has a backhoe available and they feel generous, they're going to go backtrack. And I know
they
actually have an officer in town that has done some work for one of our neighbors that she has needed a hand and brought his backhoe over there. And did the work for her. And so for some people in the valley, some people have a lot of resources because they know a lot of people in the valley. Some people have almost no resources because they don't know people in the valley. So it's like getting them connected to those resources.
Sure. And that's great. And I champion okay. it. Just
one last thing. I'm connected right now with Just Serve, and it's showing like 5 different opportunities, you know. So maybe we should get it out in the newspaper or something like that, that there's a resource. Or at least they can put out to their neighbors.
I just don't want to put it in the paper until you confirm with Just Serve that they can do a project of that magnitude. And then my second concern
right.
about it is we have streets. 2 come jumping to mind. One is K Gang Street. The other is Victory Joy. They're not streets. They have street signs.
Right.
Cars drive up and down them. They are privately owned pieces of property. So, again, before somebody comes out with a blade and starts going to town on something,
yeah,
I don't want this to get
more damage
bigger than
might,
we want it
might
to.
Might make them.
Yes, please.
I was just going to mention that with
that's Mary Kay, by the way.
They don't
Mary
list
Kay.
The projects. It's up to people in the community to identify that there's a need and post a project on their site. They review it at some administrative level, and then it's put out once they feel it's something appropriate. In regard to anything major, such as what Brian's recommending, I would say probably it would be good just to have a one-on-one meeting with Larry before putting anything in the newspaper.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because there's certain parameters that they have, and they're not geared to go out and be the responsible party to initiate a project, and they would probably be better able to explain how they would want to approach something like that.
Yeah, it's not it's more of a wish list than a, you know, we're promising that we're going to fix it, we put it down. And that was more of a wish list.
They want everybody to register at Just Serve so that you can receive these notices too. You can't receive them if you don't register at Just Serve. You register and you put in your zip code and how many miles around that zip code you're willing to go to do service projects, and they send you emails on what's available to do or to service to be performed.
And that's a good point. It's something that it is neighbor helping neighbor, and it is community wide. It is not faith based, and so you know, we want to go to them and say, help us out, but we also need to be responsible community members and look at that as something that we want to contribute to as well.
Well, I think that's where it comes. That's the piece that we need to get the word out. So getting people signed up and volunteering for it, that's where it is. We're not that, hey, you can go put a project on it. Hey, we'd like you to sign up and help out your community. So that, I think, that's a communication part that I think maybe Vernon could help Just Serve with, is getting that out, getting people to where they understand, because I'm sure there's a lot of people in Valley that know nothing about it.
This is how it starts.
Okay. Anything else? All right, let's move on to the next item. General business. We don't have any planning or zoning. And I honestly don't know how to do this. I don't think it's ever been done. But what we have is a discussion to discuss and take public input regarding suggestions for the next funding year's budget request. So, if you happen to have something that you think that ought to be on the county budget for this valley, this is the time that you can come up and give us those ideas, and maybe there's something we can do about that. Do you have the list for the other one?
I have our list that was carried over. It's messy because I wrote on it, and that's the
okay.
One.
This is what's currently on the budget list that we have. Finish the ball fields and add a kids' play area at the ball fields. And then have soccer after that. A splash pad at Overton Park. Add a teen area for the senior center. Friday's getting smaller.
Yeah.
Construct Whitwer Park, if you know where that's at. And then construct the BMX track. That's what's on the list currently. I'm going to open it up to the public. Does anybody have any suggestions for things that might want to be added to the budget for the county? There's been one that's been talked about a lot, which is, of course, a rec area, you know, what do you call it?
Rec center
with an indoor swimming pool. Mm-hmm. I know that's been talked about.
$75 million, no problem.
A couple times, pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Levin.
Just an idea. Maybe there's a different reason.
Why don't you give everybody your name so they know?
Yeah, my name is Trent Levitt.
Trent, thank you.
I'm a resident here in the Valley. Something I was thinking about the other day was Logandale and Overton Parks. I was just curious why we don't put a little money in those and get like ball lights up and stuff like that. A lot of green grass there, not being used, all grown up. That's where we played soccer games, baseball games.
Now, Overton has ball lights still, right?
I'm not sure. I'm
pretty sure it does.
No, Logan does it.
Logan Daly took theirs down.
Yeah. I mean, for a fraction of the cost to build new fields up by the fairgrounds, yeah, it'd be nice to develop all that, but for a very small fraction of that cost, we could put up new lights.
That's true.
Fix the fields up. Lots of, you know, I know everyone complains about having to go all the way to Wampa for the soccer games. That's a pain in the rear for all the parents. It was fun. There's a playground there. The kids can go play while the brothers and sisters are playing sports.
That's why I suggested the kid play area at the ball fields. But yes.
Can I, Mr. Chair? Why were the lights taken down?
They weren't up to code.
Okay.
They were just old up to wood poles. Whatever, they took them down. And
are you okay with adding lights?
Sure.
Adding that to the list.
Absolutely, I am okay with
families
that.
Families would use it that much more, especially during the summertime.
Okay.
I mean,
no, I think that's a good idea. Great idea.
I know the Overton Park's pretty much like a ghost town down there. Whenever we go down there and play, we're the only people down there.
I do know they have a ball field there, and they do have lights.
Yeah.
And I believe the middle school still has some lights down there, too.
Well, the other thing is we're talking about kind of upgrading existing parks. I've had a couple of community members talk about maybe adding a dog park, maybe in the Overton Park area, just fencing off an area so we had a dog park out there.
You know, that sounds like a Vegas thing, you know, because there's so much desert, and you know, I'm just not.
But you can't let them loose.
But they could go almost anywhere, you know what I'm saying? It's not all concrete and asphalt, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and what they do is, so you can't legally in Clark County, you can't have your dog off a leash, so you take him to dog park, now you legally can have a dog off a leash.
Yeah, well, I know there's plenty of illegal dogs that are off their leashes all over the valley. Actually, if you want to jogging, I can show you all about that.
No one told the dogs.
That's a thought, but I wouldn't have pictured that in Vegas more than I would here.
I've had a lot of people actually say something like that, and it'd be fairly interesting to do. I mean, you're talking about some chain link fence in an existing park area that's not getting utilized as it is, so.
We'll toss it out.
Okay. Any other ideas? Ralph.
Ralph Sturita, Logandale. You're saying that water thing for the just Overton Park. What is Logandale Slipchuck?
That's been on the list for a while.
That was my idea. Have a splash pad for the little kids. You could recycle the water. You could have everything drained down into a cistern.
I agree with you, and I think one at Logandale and one at Overton. Mm-hmm. I mean,
got to get one first.
Yeah, and the cost isn't cheap, Ralph. I mean, they're pretty pricey, so
we can add it. Ralph, you'd like to add a splash pad to Logandale?
Yeah, thank you. My grandkids love them.
I was going to say, you can run over to the Wesley's wash rack.
Can okay. I ask? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that in October, the Department of Tourism is opening up their projects related to tourism grant again. And, you know, MBRP got a grant for the benches and trash receptacles, which are under production right now, and we should be getting them installed probably sometime within the next, well, we probably won't get them for another 4 to 6 weeks, and so we'll be looking at installation this fall. And I was thinking that if, you know, it's a matching grant, so that's a real challenge at times, like this project, we got a grant for $24,500. So that meant that they actually gave us $12,250. And so we were very fortunate because the company that we ended up going with on their bid was the Artistic Ironworks in Las Vegas, and they're doing custom benches with shade shelters built over top. And they had quoted us close to $30,000. They contributed the difference between, we have an outside agency grant that we could put some money towards the $12,200 and came up with $15,000. So they donated the other almost, you know, 50% by reducing the cost. And so I'm thinking if we can come up with a project in the fall, one of the, you know, examples that they use is like a threshold into your community. I mean, there's all kinds of things, but they're not marketing grants, they're infrastructure grants. So if there could be some money budgeted by the county to help with the match, we could maybe do a nice project of some sort. We have time to think about what that project might be, because the application doesn't even open until October. So I just thought I'd bring it up since you're talking about having maybe money allocated. I know I'm not giving you a specific project here, but if you have a little time.
Where's the grant come from?
It's from the Department of Tourism.
Is that a county?
That's a state.
State, so I guess it would be, but the county used to have some type of grant that we used to pass out to the Art Guild and a few other places, Capalapa.
OIG grants?
No, I don't think, well, I'm not sure. I just remember that they used to come and present their deals here, and it'd be $500 here or so, whatever. There was some money that was allocated for that, and I don't remember what the grant was, but it came through the county. But I don't know if that's still out there or if it's gone.
I know the outside agency grants are still out there, but yeah, this is separate from that. But you know, the nice thing with the outside agency grant was that we were able to blend that with the grant from the state to be able to accomplish a little bit more with our project. So,
have you been through Caliente lately?
I have heard about it. I haven't been up there.
You got to drive through that. I want to know how that little community got that on.
Yeah. Where did they get?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What is it?
It's just the look going through the town. It's a detached sidewalk, landscaping, beautiful street lights, got hanging plants that deal, and landscaping on both sides. It's pretty nice.
A walking trail deal.
Walking trail that goes through up there and ends up in a park.
Well, I know that there's actually a trails plan for the community out here that's been done for a long time.
I go hunting up that area, and you drive through that, and that's pretty sharp, and it's a pretty small community, and somehow they were able, and I'm sure it's some type of rural grant of some sort.
Relatively new?
Yes.
It's been there a few years, but not that old.
Yeah, I keep intending to get up there and check it out, because I've heard a number of people tell
It dressed up that town. It's very nice.
Well, Mary Kay, what I would suggest, too, is there is a trails plan that was released several years ago. I would look at the trails plan and see if there's something in that. Maybe if the county, the problem is the county has the money to do it. I know the OAD grants that they were pretty tight on money this year, and it made some people a little angry because they didn't get as much as they wanted, and some people got cut out because just the funding wasn't there.
Well, they have two grant cycles a year, too. So they've already had another grant cycle after that. The one I think you're referring to where Capilapa didn't get funding. So I'm not sure, but I think they got it on the second cycle.
Yeah, I know that it was weird because they kind of got off schedule, and so I think they were trying to make up to be back on schedule. But yeah, and that was one of the things, because there's limited funding.
We're a smidgen off track.
Okay.
And that's the thing. There's a lot of different grants that are out there. It's just a matter of learning about them and having the resources to do it. And you know, I've been doing quite a bit with both the VRP and the chamber, but I'm one person, and so you know, I'm happy to get any help I can, you know, whether it even just be input, things like what you mentioned, Ryan, you know, if you know of grants. And you know, it would be good to have maybe a committee.
Okay, well, what I'm going to need to do is probably get back on the task. Because we're talking about the budget, possible budget for the county, and so we probably ought to get back to that and so bring that one up a little later on another meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask about a covered arena at the fairgrounds? Has that been brought up? Has anybody asked? What's the discussion?
And when you say you want an indoor arena?
No, cover
the existing cover the
arena.
Existing arena. Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do at Horseman's Park.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Ever been?
I don't know that we'd want to do a covered arena. Maybe covered bleachers. I think would be okay, but I think the covered arena kind of takes the feel out of the outdoor arena.
Do you ride?
Yeah. I mean, it's great when it's raining and stuff, but I mean, we have a little of that.
When it's 900 degrees and.
It's just part of it. Because most people use their round pins in their arenas in their backyards, anyways. Out here, they're dealing with the same thing.
So the bleachers.
I would say, I'd be for the bleachers.
And then, what about,
go ahead.
Somebody else asked about.
What about restrooms at Logandale Park?
Yeah, that's a must.
How did they burn down?
I'm 99% sure they're going to be replaced. I told you, I'm waiting for to hear back. Our RPM gal is on vacation this week. Lots of vacations before the kids go back to school.
And I'm a little bit out of touch, but you're telling me they're gone.
What's that? Well, they have a little fire there.
Okay.
So damage the roof.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're close enough.
And there's supposed to be a porta potty there.
There is.
Okay. For some, Izzy Combs, Clint Combs' wife called about the 4-H something buildings or areas not big enough during the fair. They were talking about enlarging it. What have you heard about the fair? I know I'd help somebody wanted to cover the area where they wash the pigs.
That area is covered.
The what?
That area is covered.
I mean, they're tight, the facility there.
But the new area.
Yeah, it's tight, but
it's, yeah.
The pig barn is covered.
Covered.
Because I was there when we went to Bushwood River and got that on.
Yeah, but they've added. They've added little, looks like a.
Like a wash rack.
Like a mouse trap, you know? Yes.
Because I know where they wash the steers. I'm trying to figure out where
it's a little short, and it's right, so there's that's where it ends, and then it's out there. I don't know if it was a Eagle Project or something, but it's just the, like, horse panel, but it's short. It's for the pigs. But that's not what I'm asking about. There was something about the 4-H.
I can...
I'll have to get with Izzy.
Honestly, I don't know about where the 4-H meet, tell you the truth. I've not been there. I know what's happening over here at the Ag Farm and the building they have there. Is that where 4-H you talking about?
She was talking about the Clark County Fair and Rodeo.
Yeah, they're really tight in there now.
That's what I think she meant.
They're really tight, you know, inside.
But it
so they don't have much room to expand, so they can't add many more kittens.
In a small animal farm, is that true?
Yes. No, in the regular agriculture farm. Not in the one that Tuna runs, but the other one. So where their goats and stuff are, their goats are pretty tight. So there's not much room. Once you get some people in there, there's not much room left. And they're, the 4-H clubs are growing in Vegas a little bit, so...
That's the main thing. If the Vegas groups and all these outer spaces like Rump and stuff start coming back to the rodeo again, I know that we lost participation.
I have a suggestion for a small shooting range outdoors with lights. Each lane could be an Eagle Project also. Shooting as in bang bang with lights and so forth.
On BLM land we're talking about?
Just any county land, or?
I don't think you can shoot on county land without a designation.
Sure you can. They got a shooter park. I go to it.
But you got to get, it has the correct zoning, and you have to be.
Well, I understand, but there is a shooter park. I do go to it, and it's on county land that I believe.
Well, is it Metro's range on county
Decatur
land?
Yeah,
the shooting complex. Well, yeah. that's a federal. Yes, the shooting complex.
So
yeah, we're not talking about that.
Well, we're talking about.
I need an area, though. I need more than.
Well, we have 200 acres of BLM ground all the way around the fairground, and you could go up to the west.
As long as you're shooting.
No, east. It's east, isn't it? Go to the east, and you shoot in that direction, and put something up that we could set up.
Okay.
What's that?
Just don't hit the tower.
Well, that's up the hill to the left. Bad shot.
Yeah, depends on who's shooting.
That's what you're talking about.
I don't even know if that's a good place to do it because there's kids up behind that, but there could be. We could find a place, right, four-wheelers, where we could do something where we could keep people away. Shannon?
Sorry, I'm not supposed to make comments, but...
You were welcome.
We won't say a word.
Don't tell anyone, all right?
No one.
Carson City has a great city range. They just push up berms. It's for pistol only, but it's sponsored by the city. Very simple, cheap to maintain, and most of the lanes are sponsored by Eagle Scout Projects, so it doesn't cost much. There's many organizations out there like the NRA that will sponsor and donate $100,000, $150,000 to generate these. It's just big purchases. It's the property. If you have to buy it, it can't be donated or used on public land. So that
can't be on BLM.
BLM, yeah, sure.
It can be on BLM land?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Okay. Shooting is allowed on BLM property.
Yeah,
it's absolutely allowed.
I went. I know. I was shooting.
Yeah, the only issues that you have is when they're indoor ranges, then you have to worry about the air, content, stuff like that, but outdoor ranges, yeah, there's no issues there.
But it's an allowed use in particular areas.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else?
Great idea. I like that one, actually.
Don't they have the, Perkins all the way down or something?
It's not lighted with lanes, though.
That's
in Box Wash you're talking about, back there in Box Wash?
You're talking about with the and I don't remember their names, but they went out there and just kind of built their own. They built two of them, actually.
Yeah, there's gongs and shooting tables and everything out there right now, so that's really nice.
Yeah, I remember, but that lady that lived there was always complaining about...
The road going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she still lives there.
Still
pretty
still
sure.
So would that be an okay location to?
What's that?
Update that. Is that an okay location to choose, or?
We'd need some lights for night shooting too. If we could get lights out there for night shooting.
So we're just talking about
the problem I see
lights.
Is the access out there. Yeah. You have to have a four-wheel drive to get out there. Two-wheel drives can't get out there.
Okay.
It's remote enough that. People go out there and they damage stuff, they steal stuff, they leave their trash out there.
Yeah. That's not good. Okay.
My suggestion would be
to go out there and take the refrigerators and everything else out there.
To shoot them.
It's already being done.
Well, if we're going to go that route with the shooting park, I would say that the first step would be getting a committee together to look at suitable sites and how it's going to.
Do it up against the basin where there's
yeah.
Out there.
And Lacey's
and there's
from.
There's a good road that will take you to the place without
right.
Having to worry about washout.
And Lacey Sproul will be the one to talk to with some grants and stuff, because I know the 4-H shooting group, we just got a $9,000 grant from the Friends of the NRA, and they're coming to town. So.
That's something we could put on our wish list for a budget item.
And the other thing that I would kind of like to see on the wish list is something that's been, I just talked about not too long ago, but it's been floating around for a long time, and it's supposed to be getting done, is the trails plan, start implementing some of the trails plan stuff, so we can start having the trail system in here that was actually planned for the community.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Yes, sir.
We're talking about a shooting range. We have a very active bow shooting group here in the valley. They're going to want some range for themselves too, probably.
Yeah, it could be. They used to shoot at the fairgrounds, but that kind of folded.
I'd include.
Yeah, that's pretty much dissolved now.
Lacey Sproul is, the 4-H is 4-H. Regrouping that.
And they're going to go out there to Glendale.
Yeah, we're going to Glendale, and actually we got 10 kids or something like that going up to Elko in September for state finals. So
I do like the idea of pushing up some berms and having the lanes and dedicate, you know, as a legal project. And maybe some of them could have lights for night shooting, but if not, at least we got the berms up and people could drive there.
All right. Any other ideas?
Is there any EPA impact study that has to be made on that? The reason I'm saying that is the park just cleared out. It's been a heck of a lot of money to clean up the Echo Bay shooting range, which was abandoned years ago. And they came in and dumped at least 200 truckloads of earth out of there to clean up the Leadsville. So I don't know if that's in the game when you start building a range or not.
I'm sure it probably is.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably have some type of...
You might have to have a committee to consider.
Right. It probably is nowadays, absolutely.
I think that's the ideal, one of the ideals of having the berm, is that you can remove the berm. You're not just shooting into the mesa itself.
Okay. Any other comments? We're getting right down to the end. All right. I'm going to close this. Thank you very much for those comments, and we'll see what we can do about adding those to the list. Now it's opened up for the general public for public comment. This is the time to do that. You got something you'd like to bring up?
Did the county come through?
Tell me your name.
Travis Nelson.
Travis.
Did the county come through and change the street signs? And I live over on
No Ryder. Good deed goes unpunished, yes. And the contractor that they use clearly is not from here.
Okay, because I know if my signs were correct, then my neighbor's like, hey,
you live on
wrong.
Do you live on McDonald now instead of Brunel?
No, I live on Ryder and Weiser Ridge.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
That sign and stop signs.
Metro has been very nice in pointing out.
Okay.
So it's a work in progress.
What are we taking?
Thank you.
They need to take a picture before they take it off. They can look again. All right. It goes this way. Any other comments? Thank you all for coming. I'm going to adjourn this meeting.
Actually, Gene, before you adjourn, I got one more.
Okay.
So I was asked by Misty from Clark County Emergency Management. So they came and presented to us a couple months ago. And apparently they were under the impression that we were going to make some decisions on our plan and maybe get a committee together. So we can maybe, Janice, maybe we can get a hold of Missy over there in emergency management, and maybe we can add that to the next month's agenda.
That's for Amelia to do. Amelia works with Misty on that.
Okay, on the emergency management plan, you're talking about the town board having a committee, or they want to have their own committee?
They want to have a committee, but they want the town board's input on their committee to come up with a locally specific emergency management plan for the 13th. And that's because we're the only community that they're actually doing one at right now. It's because of our flooding issue is the main issue. And so they put people on pre-alert this last set of floods that came through two different times during that period. So they want something that's in place so when that happens that we have the resources already set and in place, and the county knows where to send the resources when they get
here. I feel like we've already done that.
Would prefer to do is to appoint somebody here off the board to be a part of their committee.
Well, I'm on the CERT team, so I'd be willing to do that. And I know Mark.
And then you could report back to this board on those board meetings, just like Judy used to do on the fire board. She'd come back and she'd report what they would do, and then we could bring that out to the public. But I think we're on lots of committees, and we seem to be keeping more and more and more. But I would rather have a representative from this group that would like to go ahead and attend those meetings.
And that's fine. And I think what Missy was wanting is just kind of how we wanted to set it up, whether we wanted a board of so many people or whether we want her to decide. And right now, kind of the discussion was having maybe a 3 or 4-member board and having a representative from here. Cindy Hardy would be on that board. She's the head of the 13 out here. And maybe having a couple more committee members. So if we have preference in that, we would have to make that decision as a board.
You know, I okay. And I'm not looking to make that decision for them. I would think they would, if they've got that plan together and they know what they're trying to accomplish, I would just like them to be able, if they want it to be community-wide, then you could bring that back, or they could come and report back, and you could be one of the persons that would be there.
And that's fine. I'll talk to Missy about that.
So are you volunteering to do that?
I will do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, so we have a volunteer to be on that emergency management. It's not on our deal, so we can't.
It's not. We can have Amelia put it on the.
We can have Amelia put that on there, and then we can make it official.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay?
Perfect.
Anything else? Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be September 13, 2017, and we're anticipating in about a month for the roads. That's what I've been told.
Correct.
In about 4 weeks. So that would be somewhere closer to the middle to the end of September. So it won't be this meeting, so it'll have to be the one after that, right?
Correct.
Okay.